Good morning once more. The headlines. The 2025 African Badminton Championship begins today at the Japoma Sports Complex, featuring players from 17 African countries. Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo remain on top of the Elite One Football Championship after the 11 matches. The second basketball meeting for the 2025 season concludes today with the 7 matches at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Those were our major stories. Now the news in full. 17 badminton teams from Africa will gather in Douala today to compete in the African Badminton Championship running from February today, the 10th to the 16th at the Japoma Sports Complex. The competition features team and individual categories, according to the Confederation of African Badminton Delegation. After their last inspection tour yesterday, the Japoma Sports Complex is ready to host the event. In basketball, the 7 matches of the second meeting of the 2025 championship begins this morning at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Harrison Ashotiku has the fixtures and results of the 6 matches played yesterday.
ARF Basketball Club of Yaoundé outclassed their city rival Falcon in their day 6 outing by 88-57 points. Following this result, they now top the table with 8 points. In the other matches, Biak humbled Mongo Zone of Kongsamba by 89-54 points. Asepe Bar won Douala Firebirds 80-72, which was the most interesting fixture of the day. Meanwhile, Fab Trash called the basket by 77-59. In the women's category, the 6 matches recorded the following result. Onyx won Mongo Zone of Kongsamba 64-53. Overdose defeated United Ladies by 56-31 points. Defending champions Fab were beaten 46-64 by Dan Batistian, while IS Keep stole a last-minute win from Université de Douala by 65-64 points. The 7 matches we played this Monday still at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. In the men's category, Fab will play against ACP Bar in the first match. After that, Falcons will host Mongo Zone. The third match pits Douala Birds against Ecole de Basket. At 4 p.m., the group leader, ARF, will clash with their closest rival, Biak. In the women's category, Université de Douala will play against Mongo Zone in the first match. United Ladies will play against Dan Batistian in the second match. After that, the defending champions Fab will host Overdose Ladies, while IS Keep will play against Onyx in the last match, bringing an end to the second meeting of the 2025 basketball season.
In football, Canon Sportif of Yaoundé plays Young Sport Academy at 3:30 p.m. in the last day 11 fixture to take place at the annex one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. Meanwhile, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo top the table with 21 points after defeating AS Fortuna 2-1 in their day 11 outing yesterday. Gazelle follows closely, having played a 3-3 draw with Kotonspor of Garoua at the Rumde Aja Stadium. In Garoua, other day 11 results include Dynamo and Panther goalless draw, Stade Rennais 1-0 win over Union of Douala, and Bambutos of Mbouda 1-0 victory over defending champions Victoria United. The match between PWD and Fouf Azur was cancelled halfway due to security reasons. Julius Neba watched the Gazelle versus Kotonspor derby yesterday. His report.
Fired up with a zeal to win, the Cotton Knights engaged the encounter that fans have termed as thrilling by netting 2 goals during the first half, the first at the 17th minute by Mangele and the second at the 37th minute by Daman Buba. After fine-tuning their tactical play at half-time, Ibrahima Zakari of Gazelle FA reduced the score margin at the 68th minute to 2-1, but their joy was short-lived as Daman Buba found the back of the net again 2 minutes after, taking the score to 3-1. Reviving the fighting spirit they have shown thus far in the tournament, Calgon Kada of Gazelle FA scored 2 goals during the last minutes of the encounter to level the score at 3-3. He netted the second at the 87th minute of play and the third at the 94th minute of additional time. The draw has seen both Gazelle FA and Kotonspor of Garoua consolidating their second and third spots of the Elite One Championship classification table with 21 points and 20 points, respectively. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Meanwhile, student journalist on internship Ferdinand Egbe also watched Ponte Sportive of Nde and Dinamo of Douala goalless draw at the Bonamusadi Stadium in Douala. His report.
The atmosphere at the Bonamusadi Stadium in Douala was electric for day 11 of the MTN Elite One Championship. A capacity crowd of fans from both Dinamo of Douala and Pante Sportive Dundé were on hand, hoping to cheer their teams to victory. Dinamo of Douala controlled the first half, putting intense pressure on Pante. But despite their effort, they couldn't break the deadlock. Coach Jean-Pierre Mout's squad went into the halftime break, still searching for a goal. After the restart, the momentum shifted. Pante Sportive Dundé came out strong, dominating the second half and creating numerous scoring opportunities. However, their efforts were also in vain as they failed to find the net. The game ended in a scoreless draw, bringing Pante's winning strike to a halt. Despite the draw, Coach Yves Clement Aroga felt his team had earned a valuable point.
You know, it's very important to that point because, you know, it's very difficult when you play, you know, at home. So it's important to take that point. So we are still working on. We are going to work so hard to build the very hard team.
Dinamo of Douala coach Jean-Pierre Mout, while acknowledging his disappointment with the draw, expressed optimism about his team's chances in their next away game. Ferdinand Egbe, CRTV News.
In more football news, the 9 matches of Pool A in the Elite 2 Football Championship also took place over the weekend with the following results. Tekase and Union Sportive of Abombang played a 1-1 draw as did Bafmeng United versus Isosa of Limbe at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda. And the match for Vu versus Jiko, Edding Sports registered the biggest win of the day at the Fika Foods Technical Center in Oja, beating RS FAP of Yaoundé 3-1. In women's football, FC Ebolova remains unbeaten this season following their 2-1 victory over Authentic Ladies in their day 10 outing over the weekend. Their rival Lekki Fi humbled Eclair of Sa 6-1, while Jasper won against Cyclone 2-0. Itabong defeated Vision Foot 2-1. FAP overpowered Luf Minprof 1-0, and Kaiman Fi and RS Awa ended in a 1-1 draw. Following the results, FC Ebolova tops the table with 28 points, closely followed by Lekki Fi with 27 points. Cordelia Anyang, one of Lekki's players, told our reporter Walter Wilson Nana that they are determined to unseat FC Ebolova at the top of the table.
The game was very difficult in the first half. We struggled because Eclair was pushing the ball down while we were only kicking. But when we came for the second half, we already matched their gameplay, so we overtook them. Our coach told us that within 5 minutes, we need to score. That's why we gave in on our best to score to please the coach.
FC Ebolova is still topping. You are now 1 point. Are you sure you're going to overtake FC Ebolova?
We hope so, but we still have time to meet them because we still need to play against FC Ebolova for the second phase. So actually see what we're going to do.
One of Lekki's players, Cordelia Anyang, talking to CRTV's Walter Wilson Nana. In international news, 28-year-old British boxer John Conney has died from injuries sustained during his last fight against Welshman Nathan Howell. Conney, who was defending his Celtic welterweight belt, was rushed to the hospital with brain injuries after the fight on Saturday, the 1st of February this year, was stopped in the 8th round. His death has sent shockwaves through the sports world with tribute pouring in to honor the bravery of the late boxer. And that was it for the 7:30 a.m. Sports News. My name is Kelly Eben.